Show creator Tamara Leiter spoke to me about the new show at Grootly this week, D. Simon, all about programming an artificial intelligence robot with 10 to 15 years of data, that's emails and texts, from a real-life human called Simon. My first question, as I often do before I launch into an interview, was to ask about pronunciation. I'd heard about this show from posters and read up about it. So my first question to Tamara was, is it D. Simon or D. Simon? It's a good place to start. Here's Tamara.
It's D. Simon because actually we named it Digital Simon because when we first started working with it, it was called Simon and then it got very difficult even for us to distinguish between the two of them. Yeah. So that's why we decided to call him Digital Simon. And he said, no, you can just call me D. Simon. So
when you say he said, okay, we need to, let's take a step back and explain the show. Can you give us a kind of synopsis of the performance?
Yes. So when I was doing my master's degree in interaction design, I chose to work with Simon Sen as a tutor. And what we did is I tried to train an artificial intelligence it's a language generator, artificial intelligence. And so I tried to train it with very different data sets and I couldn't get one that was interesting enough. And so Simon said, yeah, I can give you all my data if you want to. And so that's how it all started. I trained it with Simon Sen's data. And there were lots of things that happened to us and lots of things that we discovered that we weren't really expecting. And that's why he said, listen, I would like to do a show about this because I think it would be interesting to share it with other people, to share our experience and, you know, our findings. We're not data researchers or anything. We don't claim to be, but it's just, you know, as human beings.
If I come along to the show at the Grootly, is it sort of an explanation of what happened? Is it more of a long talk about how this happened? Or is it a performance? Is it a theatre piece where you are playing yourselves making these discoveries?
No, it's more like a talk, mm-hmm. Let's say. It's more like a sharing. The idea for us was to create a space in which we would all as humans share this experience and be close to the public, to the audience. And what was important for us was, well, at least for me, it was really important to be honest about what happened and really tell the truth about what happened. Of course, since it's in a theater, there is some kind of like play dimension to it. And since Simon Sen is a performing artist, he brings all that into it as well.
You mentioned that there were some things that you really weren't expecting to crop up. Tell me what happened.
Well, the reason I chose to work with artificial intelligence was because it was in the media a lot and it was like, oh, you know, this is going to replace us. And I found that very interesting. And so I thought, okay, I might work with that and see if it can really replace us or not. What I really find interesting about it as well is all the information that we feed it, that we give it, unknowingly maybe, because everything that we do becomes data that is fed into artificial intelligence. And so those two dimensions were the first thing that interested me. And when I first started working with it, I thought it was going to produce very similar text to what Simon had given me. I mean, at the beginning, I was really disappointed because it didn't really seem so intelligent. And it just seemed to copy things. And then it became a bit hateful or it started to write like hateful things. And I was like, okay, this is strange. Then, of course, I read about it on the internet and I found that there was a precedent of Tay, Microsoft's bot that was on Twitter for 24 hours and interacted with people and then it became hateful like after less than 24 hours. But that was in real time, you know, it was learning in real time. The difference here was that D. Simon had learned from Simon's texts and it isn't supposed to learn anything else while it's working. So I couldn't really understand where that came from. So that was one of the first things. And then every time we do the show, we do a live performance with D. Simon. So it's different every time. And I'm a bit concerned sometimes because it comes up with like problematic stuff. Like, for example, one day we told him, you know, there's a lady who's wearing a black dress. And the first thing that he said was, she's a witch. And, you know, it's kind of like,
about
okay.
somebody in the audience.
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, do we find that Simon is having to kind of justify how this bot that's only really been farmed his data is coming up with these comments? Does he sort of carry some kind of responsibility for the AI?
At the beginning it was strange because I didn't know how to tell him, listen, this is, he was very, you know, he was very eager to know what the first texts were. And I was so embarrassed because he was my tutor and I didn't know how to tell him, listen, this is the first text that he came up with. But immediately he started looking for answers on the internet and he found that, you know, this is like very common representation of society because it's fed with everything that comes from the internet and books. I mean, a huge collection of books, but mostly everything that comes from the internet. So it's not that strange. But yeah, the beginning was, it was a very awkward situation. And since I didn't know where that was coming from, I was like, okay, maybe before I tell him, I look into the data set and I try to see if there are any words that are difficult, that are, you know, that may be sparkling all that hate. Yeah. And that was also an awkward situation because I didn't want to go read the data set. I just wanted to search for the specific terms. But opening a data set, knowing that it's somebody's life in there, it's also a huge responsibility.
When you talk about this data set, what is the data that you fed it?
I was dreaming of, you know, like having books written by him or whatever, and he didn't have any, of course. So he said, listen, I'm going to give you my emails, my texts and descriptions of my projects, etc. And so that's what we fed him.
What do you want your audience to take away from this performance?
I think the most important thing is that two things. Artificial intelligence is fed from everything that we produce. So it's interesting that we can produce things that we believe in or in our own language. There isn't enough diversity in it. So I think that's one of the most important things that I want to share with people. And also that it's not something that happens like disconnected from us. We are actually feeding artificial intelligence. So it is our responsibility to kind of like put something out there that's worth it or something that we want to, you know, if artificial intelligence is going to be shaped after us, then what do we really want to leave as a legacy, I guess? And this idea that it's not something that is far away from us, even though we're not data scientists, I am not either. We're all humans and we all have still the possibility to change what artificial intelligence is fed.
Very practical question. You're doing most of the performances in French and
yes.
then just a couple of performances, one on Zoom, one in person in English.
Yes.
So you humans are obviously bilingual, at least.
Yes.
You speak both languages. Are you able to then program D. Simon to speak in one language or the other?
So he has learned from the whole of Wikipedia in every language and like most of the internet. So he does have the possibility of speaking other languages.
Wow.
Although, since on the internet, 60% of the content is in English, and then the second most spoken language on the internet is Russian, but that is only 8%. So if you take French, for example, it's 2.7%. So he really is better in English. But he does perform in both languages.
That's Tamara Latus there speaking about the new show D. Simon, which will start this week at the Grootley Theatre in Geneva. She will be on stage with Simon Sen, her tutor and the artist who came up with this idea, wanted to show people what had happened, and also with the AI bot with D. Simon. So the three of them on stage, two humans and an AI bot. You can see the show and what they will come up with because they truly do not know what the AI is going to say. You can see it on stage from the 24th of February to the 6th of March. But the two shows that are in English are on the 2nd of March via Zoom, and then one show at the Grootley Theatre in English on the 4th of March. Buy your tickets at grootley.ch.